Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guests today, The Kills, are vocalist Allison Mosshart and drummer guitarist vocalist Jamie Hintz. The duo released their debut in 2003. Since then, things have gotten a little complicated because Allison is also a member of Dead Weather with Jack White. Between this Kills album and the last one, 3 years ago, she recorded two Dead Weather albums and toured with the group. The name of the new Kills album is Blood Pressures, and I started out asking Jamie if he ended up working alone on it when Allison was out touring.
I had some time in the studio on my own, but not much. You know, we did the recording in about four sessions, and in between, Allison was doing Dead Weather, and I was just, you know, tinkering with Blood Pressures.
One of the things I would think with this band, it's funny, this is such a free-sounding band, and yet you are kind of locked into your drum tracks in a way. I'm wondering if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I would say this is harder because it's like walking a tightrope. You know, you cannot mess up. If you fall off, you fall off, and halfway through the song, it's over. So it's really challenging. And it's great.
One of the things that came out of these sessions in Benton Harbor was a massive sound to this record with a lot going on. I want to find out a bit about how that was recorded. But is that a challenge to put together for a live show?
It was at the start. When we were doing... because when we were starting with rehearsals, yeah, it was really difficult. I had to come up with some sort of matrix system to be able to select different amps, because that's what I was doing in the studio. You know, I had like three rooms. I actually had about seven or eight amps. Did it in three rooms and had different, like really feeding different sounds to each. I mean, it was all one guitar pass, but I'd have like one room would be my bass room with lots of low frequency, and then a mid room, and then a top range room.
Is that sort of happening today with the...
Yeah, a little bit. I've got a bass amp and a couple
of... It's happening in a travel size way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's that stripped down version.
All right, the Kills are playing live, and we're going to see what our room sounds like with this music in it. What do you guys want to start with?
How about we play Hard as a Beating Drum?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
It is a beautiful noise. It is the Kills playing live today. The heart is a beating drum, and I'm kind of glad you began with that, because we talked a little bit about the guitar sounds, but the drum sounds on this on the new album are massive as well. I was reading a story about somehow, Jamie, you got into a high school band room somewhere.
Yeah, in Benton Harbor, Michigan. We sort of invaded an old band room in a school, and I was really amazed, because like in England, when you have like a music room, it's got a piano and a recorder and maybe a hi-hat in there and a tambourine. This place, it was just mental. It had every possible instrument all lined up on the walls, and all these kind of timpani, every kind of every drum you could think of. And we went in there all night and sampled all the rickety old instruments.
And I guess some of those are some of the things we're hearing today.
Yeah.
I point to the machine. I also hear you're a fan of drill teams.
Which
I think are some of the most exciting music anywhere.
Yeah, I've been absolutely blown away by that in the past. And it's kind of always, sort of always an idea of mine to have a drum line as the drummer, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To have like three bass drums and all that sort of, I like that kind of old banging on a big bass drum. All that. I've seen, some incredible performers doing that. I would like to do that at a show. Have lots of, three or four banging on a big bass drum.
You could get a drill team to open for you and then be part of the show, too. But that's not two people, I know. It's not quite the same thing.
It's not, but if it's like 50 people, then it still is like two people. It's like
exactly.
So extreme.
Hey, Allison, talk a little bit about how these things come together lyrically. Are there things that Jamie writes that you sing, and there's a collaboration? How does that work?
They're all different. You know, every single song is kind of written in a different way, but I think they start, you know, we both write songs, we both write music, and both write lyrics, so we kind of each take our songs as far as they can go and then introduce them to each other.
I mean, like a song like DNA was actually, that was one where I wrote it, you sang it.
Yes.
And it was intended to be a sort of a duet, really. But then she went in and did the vocal pass, and it was just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, stop, that's it. Don't want to do anything more to it.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites on here. You can do DNA?
Yeah, we're
going to
do it.
Cool.
Shall we do it now?
Let's do it now.
Came to pass.
That is DNA, another one from Blood Pressure. Is the new album from The Kills. Man, whew, I'm just having a ball. This is great. This is absolutely. You know, I should sort of be the eyes for people out there as to how this is set up, is in that Jamie's got a whole wall of amplifiers way on the other side of the studio. But what I think is really cool, Allison, is how you, even here in this, you know, radio thing, you can do anything you want, but you're set up so that you and Jamie have maximum eye contact.
Absolutely.
And maximum.
That's always important.
Evil looks throughout the songs.
Make sure we do evil looks.
How, this is going to be a big question, you can take anywhere you want, but how has your musical relationship, everything about your relationship changed over the years? Because you've been doing this a while. Is it similar to how it began?
It's so hard to tell when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah,
you know,
it really
I
is.
Mean, we've kind of grown up together. I mean, we started this when I was 20, so.
Yeah. Part of the point of the relationship and part of the point of the band was that it was going to be an adventure. And
yeah.
By the nature of an adventure, it was going to be a journey that changed a lot. And we wanted it to be unexpected. And so, you know, the relationship's always changed. Our friendship's always changed. I think we've got, you know, it's absolutely unconditional, you know.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know.
And it's funny, all the conversation at the beginning was about the blues aspect of what you do. And it's so incredible to hear how it evolves. And yet, you hear blues riffs in almost every song. One way or the other.
Yeah, I think it's the it's something I've really sort of discovered since I was always a big fan of Charlie Patton and Blind Willie Johnson and Robert Johnson and all those sort of old blues greats from the early part of the 20th century. I always loved it. And then as one guy playing guitar, you realise that's why they played like they did. As me just playing guitar on my own without a band, you know, it's like my thumb's sort of doing this thing where I'm doing that, and then the rest of it's like, but I've always got that thumb going like they have in blues, and then I start playing something like Satellite, which is vaguely a reggae song, and it's got the same sort of feeling to it. It's like this, the thumb going, and it's this sort of rhythm from the heart that stems from blues. It's throughout all rock music, I think.
What do you guys want to finish up with?
Let's do Baby Says. Please, Baby.
Baby Says, The Kills playing live for us today on the cafe. And this was really fun. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.